Well, welcome on a new receiver to the Black and Gold. Devon Valet is now a member of the Saints after they give up a 2026 fourth round pick and a 2027 seventh rounder to the Denver Broncos. Adam Schefter, ESPN NFL insider, tweeted the fact that there were times last season when Valet reminded Broncos head coach Sean Payton of his former Saints wide receiver Marcus Colston. Valet now headed to New Orleans, and if he can play anything like Colston, the Saints will be thrilled.
Well, yeah, but the first thing that comes to mind, like, Sean, we're all talking, if he's like Colston, why would Sean Payton let him go?
Yeah.
So I don't know. That's not looking at the glass half full. Well, if he could all of a sudden, because, you know, Colston got off to a slow start. That was more OTAs and minicamp than training camp. Well, when it clicked, it clicked. So, but he is old. What do you mean, Bob? It's only his second year in the NFL, but you know, all those Mormons.
He'll be 28 in December.
Yeah, they go on their mission. You know, they got to go witness and try and convert people to become a Mormon. So, but they're usually great individuals. Look at Taysom Hill. You can't find a better person than him. So, but really, let's say you're starting out and you're playing, and you know, you never like hit your peak at. When you're a rookie or even your second year, but the age-wise, no, this is kind of like Charlie, remember you were saying 27, 28? Yeah, you better get it while you can out of him right now, because that's really...
This is the prime.
Yeah, from a physical standpoint, almost. Right. That I know, like, you know, when you feel confidence when you're playing, and the season 87, I was like 27 years old winning, you know, 12 games that year, but to me, the peak is like late 20s, depending on the position you play, but for sure like your late 20s, like 27, 28, 29. So, Charlie, you might be able to get 3 years out of it, you know.
I mean, who knows what that fourth round pick is going to turn into, guys. That's kind of the premium asset of this deal, I think.
Yeah, that definitely seems a little steep for the Saints to be giving up a fourth and seventh rounder for this guy who was a seventh round pick last year.
That means he's playing for us.
That where I was going to go right next to you. You read my mind, Cannon. The wide receiver room, you feel like solidly. You got Chris Olave, Rashid Shaheed. I would think Brandon Cooks. We've also seen good things from Mason Tipton, and now you add in this guy you traded for with Devon Valet. What does that leave the rest of the guys?
I'd be interested to see, what did they guarantee Brandon Cooks? You know, because that to me, I would take Tipton over Brandon Cooks right now just because he's younger. And look at the upside, the practices he's had, and then how he's actually, produced in the last two games. And, you know, the one thing Brandon Cooks, he's been steady, but he's played for so many different teams. But he made NFL history, you know, playing with four different teams and having over 1,000 yards receiving. So, that'll be interesting how that's going to play itself out.
I'm seeing Cooks is a two-year deal, $13 million. I don't have anything... Though on the guaranteed money part.
Yeah, so that's you have to look at what would salary cap implications and, how would that affect that?
What you got, Charlie?
$7.75 million guaranteed over that two-year contract, guys.
Well,
a significant investment.
Yeah, but if they really want to go with Mason Tipton, they can eat that money. I mean, I don't know. I'm not running the team, but Brandon Cooks is an old guy. I mean, he's still producing and he's a pro. But I think we need to
and
get young
for that room, though.
We need to get young and not old. No, Chris Olave is enough a vet, and Rashid and all where they at now, I think.
But is he going to be that alpha dog leader of the group? I think Cooks is that outspoken voice.
Yeah, sometimes negative. That's why Sean Payton got rid of him. Remember,
closed mouths don't get fed.
Yeah, and then before you.
But
know
he's mature too.
Yeah, no, he's a lot better now. You know. Yeah, even did promos with him at Rouse's, you know, but let Cooks cook or something like that, some promo, if I can remember. But yeah, see, I don't know what they're thinking. You know, they know what they're thinking. I know they wanted a big body receiver, and they got that, so.
Yeah, it'll be like I said, the Saints wide receiver depth chart now, especially with the 53-man roster approaching on Tuesday by 3 p.m., you're going to have to be trimmed down to the 53. Who's going to end up being the active roster guys? Now, I'm talking about practice squad.
Right.
Who's going to make this 53-man roster in the wide receiver room?
Yeah. That I would say just by because of this trade,
figure he's in.
Is he three or four, you know?
Right.
What approach would they take then? And I think they can expect him to contribute the first game against the Cardinals. You know, like I was saying, not well, and all the playbooks like second nature to me because you know how they implement the playbook. Like, okay, this is our second time we've gone over the plays. You know how you start OTAs in the offseason when they're training, and then minicamp, and then you install it again the beginning of training camp. Well. And it's not like, oh, we can't just go down and out and catch the ball. Yes, but how your terminology when you hear what a play means as far as the verbiage of that and your alignment and all that. I think he'll get that and they'll have something for him. He might be like all of a sudden we want you to really be available like as much of like third down plays, you know, down and distance in red zone.
I was going to say, big third target. Down red zone, right?
Yeah. So, they're going to ease him into it. But, no, they probably expected him to play from the get-go.
I mentioned, you know, the big body guy that was on the roster currently, Juwan Johnson. You know, lots of things are expected from him, not to be just because of Kellen Moore's usage of tight ends, but he got paid pretty well, handsomely, this offseason as well.
Yeah, I think Juwan Johnson was like, out of all the tight ends in the league, I think he's like 14th highest paid tight end. So, no, they're expecting big things from him. And when you look at it, you know, and Mike didn't chuckle, but he kind of said, well, that's a lot of catches. When I said, I could see the quarterbacks because how they trust Juwan Johnson, how they're just targeting him and they're throwing the ball at him. To have a number of opportunities, and Mike, you know, was telling me, well, 80 catches. I said, I can see him having 80 catches, even though you have these other receivers, just because the comfort level of the receivers and you know, his body makeup and the big target that he is. And why, I'm not saying he's McBride. You look, for instance, the first team we're going to play in the Cardinals, and you look at that production at tight end. I mean, that's about as good as it gets when you look at Trey McBride. I didn't realize he did this well, Charlie and Steve. He had 111 catches. You know, anyway, if you near 100, like 111 catches.
What was crazy is those
1,146 yards.
Not many touchdowns from him, though, but yeah, he got a ton of receptions.
Move those chains. Yeah, he had only two touchdowns. You know, Juwan Johnson, one thing, he is a touchdown maker. You know, Juwan's since he's coming to the league, he's been amongst the best in tight ends as far as touchdown catching. Now we just need him to contribute like 3 or 4 months, not just outstanding month and then go away. So, Juwan Johnson, whether we got this big target receiver or not, to me that's not going to affect nothing wrong with having two big targets. Now you want guys that can run and all that. Yeah, you just need more weapons. So
and looking with Valet too, he had three touchdowns last year, and all three of them came in the red zone.
Yeah, so they would expect, okay, here's the red zone sequences, the packages we're going to have. This is what we're expecting you to do and contribute, you know, from the get-go. And he'll get that down. He'll have that.
Yeah, that I wish he could be in action for Saturday's game, but it's too quick of a turnaround, I think, to get any kind of comfort into the Saints, you know, Kellen Moore's offense.
I don't know. They might have something in the red zone, and I don't know if the fans would cheer for him if he went in the game. Because what's his number? Do we know his number yet? We don't know anything.
No, we don't. Yeah, we just know happened.
It just happened. So. Yeah, that's a quick turnaround to say that he would contribute on Saturday at 12 noon, you know. But they might just throw him a bone. Go out there and, you know, if they're playing bump and run, you run a fade or depending on like a back shoulder. Let's throw your back shoulder like Colston. No, you got to deliver it and be accurate. Or and if they're off, run a hitch. And then yards after the catch, whatever. So they might give him something on Saturday.
Devon Valet, welcome to the Saints. Looking forward to seeing where this now, like I said, how the wide receiver depth chart shakes out for this black and gold bunch. And trying to see what number did he wear when he was with the Broncos. Number 17.
Oh, that's Colston. That's Sean Payton might have given him that number. Maybe that's why he reminded
Colston was 12.
12, that's right. Who else taking 17? No, it's Meacham. Meacham was 12. No, Colston was 12. I mean, Colston was 12, Meacham was 17.
Right, there you go.
Yeah, yeah. So, hey, all I know is that we've been, I think even before the draft and everything, Harbor and all, we need a big receiver. So
finally got one.
So, yeah, so Mickey went out and got a big receiver for the quarterbacks and Kellen Moore. Now, what kind of difference maker will he be? At least they doing something. About, now, the question is going to be, he's going to have to produce our, what is everybody going to say? Oh, Mickey gave up too much. Sean took him to the cleanest.
Well, that's already, it was funny.
Is that what's out there right now?
Our Saints sideline reporter Jeff Nowak already tweeted, you know, everybody complaining, Saints need a big body wide receiver. Okay, Saints go get a big body wide receiver. Why did they do that?
Mickey gave up too much. I mean, you can't win for losing. You know how that is, you know. Whether you look at it positive or negative, oh, glass half full, half empty. No, we got a big body receiver. Let it play itself out. Everybody's so quick to judgment, judging. I'm like, oh, no, he's not. Sean would, and I agree with this, though. I don't think Sean would have let him go if he thought he was Marcus Colston. I think that might have just been Sean building him up.
Maybe in the post-game press conference on Saturday, we can ask Sean about Valet. Someone will in the media room.
Yeah, no, I'm sure Sean will talk him up. Well, you know, we had the numbers game.
Right,
and,
exactly.
You know, and we think he has a bright future. You know, so we just wanted to get something for him, kind of. That's what might end up. That's what I think Sean would say. He wouldn't say, boy, I'm sure glad Mickey took him. No, he was the most, the most productive receiver as far as success rate. I just read that, you know, like 65%. And I was like, look at all the third down conversions he had. And that's a good thing to move the chains, like first down, Saints. And we're moving the chains because we have not been good on third down this preseason. A lot of times it is the big target, you know. You know, who's winning one-on-one? So, I don't know. I'm going to say right now that, I don't know, it's numbers. But it's going to look like, oh, that was the right trade. You know, like, oh, boy, why did we trade for him? I don't think it would be that. It would be one of those.
Going to check in our Bobby on our WWL talk and text line right now. You can sound off to 504-260-1870. We've got Patrick in Houston. What's going on, Patrick? What you got for us tonight?
What's going on, guys? Happy belated birthday to the one and only Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, and the great Morton Anderson as well. Two Saints legends. Today is actually Congressman Ron Paul's 90th birthday from just south of where I am in Lake Jackson, Texas. But anyway, Bobby, I wanted to call about just what we're looking at of this team this coming season. You know, it seems to me, and correct me if I'm wrong, but this is the first time.
Now, you're talking about record, Patrick? Or what are you talking about? Like,
I'm talking about record. I really think the bottom's going to fall out. I'm thinking 2-15 or 3-14. I think we're looking at the Mike Ditka era again. You know, when we had the Billy Joes and Danny Werfel.
No, Patrick, there's a lot of people that have that opinion. Well, if I can recall, Steve or Charlie, correct me if I'm wrong,
mm-hmm.
around the draft, Patrick, you know, like Vegas, they kind of, they pretty much, they're not 100%, they're on top of things. So when they had the win total of the Saints, 5.5.
Correct.
Okay. I would say, no, I think looking at the schedule, you know, and all that, you know, I think that they can win 6 or 7 games.
I was definitely confident in an over to begin with.
Yeah, so that's not a winning season. I mean, nothing to write home about, but you could be trending in the right direction. Let's say you 7-10. That's still a losing season, but it's 2 more wins than you did last year. Then the more I was watching practice, then I was like, instead of 6-7 wins, I was more like 5-6 wins. This is before Vegas came out with this new number.
I feel you.
5 or 6 wins. I said, it could be the same song and dance like last year, Patrick. They, you know, win 5 games again. That's why I told the fans, you got to be patient. And then I think just recently, maybe as of last week, that Vegas comes out with like the over and under for the Saints is now 4.5. Or you take the under and over, and people are thinking like, they might not win as many games as they did last year. It might be a 4-win season. So, you know, they always ask the media, Patrick, where they maybe I'm a little more optimistic than you, but what is that saying? You're saying 2 or 3 wins? I'm saying it might be the same song and dance. We have the same record as last year. But you know what? You could be positive. You have to look how it plays out and what actually occurs on the field. I think our defense will be better. So let's say our it has to be, and I think it will be. Let's say our defense, and I brought this up, one difference like with Sean Payton and all, look, scoring offense, scoring defense. If our scoring defense, so let's say we only win five games, but we only given up like 18 and a half, 19 points a game. I'd be like, come on, Kellen, you got to get the offense going. Shame on that. If our defense is playing that and keeping us in games and you're giving up 18 and a half, 19 points, well, that's how you eventually get to double-digit wins.
I'll play devil's advocate. Go, what if they're out there so long that they're getting gassed?
Yeah, no, but I'm still, bend but don't break, whatever. Force field goals, don't give up. That's one reason why Denver won 10 games last year. They gave up 18.3 points a game, and that was like the third best amongst the best. So we've had those type defense. I think that's what it would take. So, Patrick, I don't know. I'm not going to say, oh, you crazy. What are you talking about? Are we going to win more than two and three games? I don't know. Our people around the nation, they think we might be 32 out of 32. That is not the Houdan Nation. We're trying to be optimistic, but I'm looking at, okay, if we're not 32, what are we, 28 out of 32 teams? I'm telling you, Patrick, I'm saying this. If we could double our win total 5-10, we need to have a damn parade.
Right.
Just, I mean,
right now,
Coach
for me,
Kellen Moore would be the coach of the year if that would happen.
My biggest concern isn't even the quarterback right now, Bobby. It's the interior of the O-line.
Amen. I'm telling you right now, they need to hold their feet to the fire. It's not like, oh, Alvin Kamara's getting old, they can't run no more. All the quarterbacks, they suck. They're not. What? The offensive line has to block for the quarterbacks, whoever it is, or the running backs. No, that's the one. That's why I went down, because I think this has to be a strength, from 7 to 6 games, 6 to 5 around there. It's because the offensive line.
You went down like Vegas.
Yeah, exactly. I'm and then watch it against the Rams.
Right.
You know, just watch it, practice it now. And I mean, you have to belt at times, run up the middle. You can't go backwards. So look at the first time Shuck's in the game. He's in the dome trying to make his debut. All of a sudden, ground out. Look what happens. It's 3rd and 30. I don't think there's any plays in the NFL you can convert 3rd and 30.